increasingly, farmers are discovering that sowing their oats is yielding some economic as well as other benefits. Eric Madsen has been farming for decades and says he's moved into growing oats as a third crop because of how easy it is to produce. And Madsen says he's surprised other farmers don't do the same thing.
The move away probably was a result of just farmer consolidation and less livestock grown on individual small-scale farms.
In an effort to diversify, improve soil and water conservation, and add a cost-efficient third crop, farmers like Madsen have found oats to be a natural choice. The so-called input costs of planting oats are less than half of what it costs to plant corn. Oats are also growing exceedingly well in states that have a difficult growing climate. Madsen says it's really proved to be a good time to return to growing oats.
Oats are a very easy crop to grow, don't require a whole lot of fertility or nitrogen inputs. The seed is very, very cheap compared to corn or soybeans, and herbicide costs are low to none.
The National Agriculture Statistics Service reports harvested oat acres recently have risen. In a tough farm economy, Madsen says, a diversified operation creates more income streams while protecting the environment. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.